This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Supreme Court in the state of Ohio ruled earlier this month that it could conceivably be all right to strip mine in state wildlife areas. Turns out that when Ohio bought the land in question in this case back in 1944, it didn't get what are called mineral rights, the rights to the stuff that is underground, coal, oil, and gas in particular. And in certain cases, mineral rights owners can do whatever it takes to get their hands on the stuff that they own. So as the fracking boom spreads, a lot of homeowners who don't own their mineral rights are learning that lesson the hard way. Marketplace's Dan Weissman reports.
Jim O'Reilly teaches law and public health at the University of Cincinnati. He's writing a legal textbook about fracking. Here's how he describes the conflict between surface rights owners and mineral rights. Say the two of us own a house with a beautiful lawn, but not the mineral rights.
Someone else can buy the coal or the oil or the gas underneath us and then say, I've got a right to put up this massive drilling rig and do all this other stuff, and you're screwed.
It's become a big enough issue in some parts of Ohio, parts with a lot of coal and oil, that real estate listings now often specify whether mineral rights are included in the deed. Other places, not so much yet, which leads to unpleasant surprises. But when someone buys a house, isn't this what the title search company is getting paid to do? Lance Estrella is a lawyer who specializes in mineral rights issues. He says, nope.
Most title companies do not insure minerals. So to be certain who owns the minerals on your property, you have to check the county records generally.
Which is a big undertaking. There's a mitigating factor. Lawyers call it the doctrine of accommodation. The mineral owner is supposed to make accommodations to the surface owner. But state laws vary a lot. Judon Fambro is an attorney with the Real Estate Center at Texas A&M University. And in his state,
the accommodation doctrine said, is there a way to accommodate the surface owner, and this is what they forget to mention, and at the same time produce the oil and gas? It's not accommodation strictly.
It's more like, hey, if there's a win-win here, great. Otherwise,
you're in a mell of a hiss, yeah.
In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.